Hi there, Miss Stephanie here from KinkyPhoneSexCalls.com. I wanted to touch on a few things that have been going on around here in Miss Stephanie's world. I figured you may have noticed, so I'm going to make a short little list for you, and then you'll have a peek inside my secret life. Well, not really. I'm mostly an open book, aren't I? One of the first things many of you have asked about is Evan. Yes, Evan is still around, just not as much. We're still good. We were never really sure what we were doing, but we were trying to spend more time together. We're really, really close as far as friendship, so it's not the end of our story by a long shot. He was my one and only when I got my first driver's license, and I put up with him this long, so this is just a bump in the road or a new path on our journey. You know, he had come from Indianapolis, where I spent my formative years. He's got some family ties that have been pulling him back, so he's here less, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, which brings me to the second exciting thing in Miss Stephanie's world. I absolutely love spending time with all you callers and mistresses, but you know, as the weather warms up, I have so much trouble coming inside, and I just don't feel comfortable taking calls outside. I'm getting an awesome grill delivered soon, and there will be opportunities for more fun here. My yard is spectacular with plenty of shade, so I can't imagine a better way to spend my time than outside cooking amazing things and hanging out with the awesome people in Miss Stephanie's world. To make time for that sort of fun, for the first time in recent memory, I won't be here on Friday or Saturday night. If you want to schedule an appointment, I'd like at least 24 hours notice so I can accommodate that. You just have to have extenuating circumstances why you can't call during my regularly scheduled hours, because I am still the boss of Miss Stephanie's world. Now, the biggest reason for all this organization and spring adjusting is a major awesome thing. Y'all know I was a junior in college when I dropped out, disenchanted with the opportunities I was being presented with in my chosen field of sociology and psychology. The thing is, I regret dropping out, but I didn't know what I would do with a degree that I wasn't passionate about. I've finally gotten to a point where I am going to go back to college online, and it's going to be great. I'm getting a degree in business management. I'm waiting to see how many of my 97 credits transfer over, but I'm looking at February 20th as my start date. So, I'll be around more during the day, and I hope to fit in some calls as stress relief. Maybe some tease and denial or CBT during the day. Maybe even a quickie in your office. Email me, folks. Set up appointments. I'm not always out here running the roads. Well, this is way longer than an ordinary blog post, but I wanted you to get caught up and made aware of the schedule change and the reason behind it. Talk to you soon.